Why should we go and watch King's Lynn under 13s tonight, mate?
Well, it's two local sides, you know, with a local talent that hopefully can come that one day, come through and make the first team. We're doing very well at the moment. If we beat King's Lynn Elite and we beat Boston next Tuesday, you know, we'll win the JPL, which is a hell of an achievement for us, considering that was our first year last year and we came fifth in the league. So the lads are doing excellent.
Yeah, only a season and a half old, a little bit of rivalry for King's Lynn Elite we've been about forever, but you're really turning it on. What a season. It's going great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Didn't really expect that. I think we've really overachieved, but I think like we've brought like Andy Rowan, who for me is one of the best coaches around here. We've also got a couple of dads that helped out. Mark Boddington, who's he's a futsal coach, and then we've got an ex-pro who used to, Eddie Winks, who played in the Scots Prem for years. They help as well when Andy's not available. We've got a goalkeeper coach in Neil Walden. We're just kicking on, and Kez has helped as well. The facilities they've put on there. Pitches are maintained each week, marked out the day before. Danny Gay and like Ross McNeil been excellent for us. We've got a gym in there now that the lads can go do some gym work. You know, we've got the mugger. That's just, you know, such better facilities than what we had last year.
It really sounds big time. It's like a proper professional setup. And we've got to remember, this is under 13s. So some of these guys that are kicking a ball about tonight could very well be wearing the blue and gold of the first team, playing for the Linnets, say, in 6 years' time.
Yeah, if we can keep them, because we've had a good lot of success. We've lost a couple to Norwich this year. That they've been taken on to the full academy. We've had Peterborough and Cambridge like sniffing around, but I get on well with like all their main guys, and you know that's just a good pathway really. Because for me, if you take out Norwich, Peterborough, and Cambridge, Lynn are the next biggest side. So we should be attracting players like this. I mean, I've got lads coming from Peterborough, like Norwich, Holbeach, all over. And we've got our trials on the 5th of May, and we've already had 45 players like signed up wanting to come. So a little bit of success is doing well for the club.
That's amazing. How do you spot someone that young with talent? What can you see in them?
Well, to be honest, I've got a few like parents, like Mark Boddington from Peterborough. He's been about the game for ages. He used to run one of the Peterborough sides. He's been brilliant. Then I'll go have a look at him and see what you think. I mean, we just had our goalkeeper, George. He was playing for Holbeach. Went and had a look at him, and he's been excellent. We've kept 7 clean sheets in 8 games. We've had 13 goals scored against us all season. And he's rightly now been picked up by Norwich. But Lincoln wanted him. Cambridge wanted him. And he is a massive prospect. I think he could go all the way.
We should go and watch King's Lynn under 13s tonight down at Cairns. And who knows, in the future, if the season continues the way it is, they might actually be playing at the Walks. Because should you win the league, it goes into a sort of regional knockout?
That'll be national knockout. Yeah. We're already in the last 32 of the nationals. We've got to go to Kidderminster, which is a bit of a trek on Saturday. And the chairman's already said that, you know, if we do well and the first team's finished, we can play the game at Hawks, which will be nice for the lads as well.
That is terrific. Tell me a little bit about your squad, your current under 13 squad. Where are they from, and how do they feel about, you know, having so much success?
Well, I've got lads from, as I said, Peterborough, mainly Lynn. I've got a lad that travels from Norwich. His dad travels all over. To be honest, we've got a great team spirit. All the lads, like, you know, they'll run through brick walls for me and Rowie, and also each other, which I think that makes a hell of a difference in football. But one thing I would like to say as well, we've had Alex Cross, who's come in this year, who's our head of academy, and also Alex Cook. And that's sort of like stepped on a different level. The trials now has all been ordered. All the kit's been ordered for next year. So we're improving every single year. But you know, and the chairman's been great as well. I know he has his critics sometimes, but for me, he's been outstanding. Anything we want, he gets. He's, you know, he rings me like, you know, how did we get on today? He has been excellent.
And as the gaffer of the first team, been in touch for any ideas? Because you guys seem to be on form.
Not yet, although I was going to offer him one or two of my strikers.
Yeah.
They're both leading goal scorers in the JPL, and they could do a few goals, but I mean, they might be just a bit too young.
Well, look, fingers crossed, Linnets themselves have had a bit of a turn of fortune. What about that win over Halifax at the weekend?
Yeah, that's the best they've played. I went and watched. That's the best they've played all season. Let's hope they can maintain that.
Great escape, just might be on. A different story, though, for the under-13s. Just two games to win and you're champs of the Premier League. That's amazing.
Yeah, which is... Yeah, it is amazing, considering the likes of Graham from last year. I think they lost in the final on penalties of the whole knockout competition. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and we've beat them three times this year. Last year they beat us 11-1, so that's how much we've improved. Wow. With players coming in and that.
And it's not just going to be parents shouting at the side of the pitch at Kez tonight, is it? You do get a little bit of a crowd, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We get a few regulars come. Be nice to get a few more, as you know, that's nice for the lads. Especially if we do get to play at the walks, that'd be nice to get a few, a few fans come and watch, because they do deserve it. I mean, they work so hard in training and that, and you know, they're now getting their rewards.